This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Earlier, you heard about what it's like to be a trucker. Now we're going to hear about a different career path. It's part of our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. This time around, how to be a composer with an Academy Award nominated expert.
My name is Carter Burwell. I am a composer of music for films. Composer is kind of a big word. I started as just being a musician. Got together with some friends from college and started playing in bands, punk rock bands, things like that. Even if we were making things up, we would never have dreamt of calling ourselves composers. But after I worked on my first film, which was Blood Simple with the Coen brothers, your title comes up on the screen and it says composer. So that, as of that day, I guess I was a composer. This has now become a career. It was never something I intended to do. The business is, of course, different. I have an agent. People book me a year or more in advance sometimes to work on their films. Technologically, what's changed is that everything takes place inside of computers. The film itself is in a computer. It's been edited in a computer. It's been shot digitally. And I can synchronize my musical notes to within, you know, a frame or, I guess, theoretically a fraction of a frame of the picture, so I can weave the music between lines of dialogue, and it's all very exacting, and I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to this, so I enjoy all of that. For myself, usually the first part of the process is getting a script, but typically I don't, even though I read the script and we'll have a conversation based upon the script, I don't actually write notes of music generally until they've shot the film and I've seen something. In a way, what I'm really looking for is to see what's missing. When I see the film, I'm thinking, well, what's not there that the music could bring? Then I'll typically sit at the piano, and that's where, because that's my most comfortable instrument, that's where I'll develop some melodies, harmonies, general thematic ideas. You could take the same melody and play it on clarinet, play it on a cello, play it on electric guitar or piano, and it would have different effects. It feels different. They all bring out these emotions and memories in us when we hear them, and when you put it against a movie, those emotions then change the movie, and that's an important part of my job. It's an interesting test of a film to see how well it works without music. I think the best films typically do. But of course, I'm glad that they still want some music in their films. And the, you know, a lot of the filmmakers that I work with they're prepared for the idea that music's going to bring a thing that maybe they didn't anticipate. That takes some trust on their part that I'm going to, you know, come to their film, which is, as I say, sort of naked without music. And whatever I add is going to change it. One of the things that, you know, I've noticed in a lot of the directors that I work with have noticed is that you pretty much know right away. The first spark is either there or it isn't. And we put the melody against the picture, and either it's working or it isn't. And we almost always know instantaneously. It is like a crush, because there's some kind of magic there.
This story was produced by Eliza Mills.